This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. With 37 days left until the election, the U.S. Senate race in Massachusetts is very close as the candidates prepare to debate for a second time tomorrow night. A new survey shows the Democratic challenger Elizabeth Warren with a slight edge over Republican Senator Scott Brown. In the Boston Globe poll, Warren leads Brown 43% to 38%. Both campaigned in Lemonster yesterday, appearing about an hour apart to greet voters at the Johnny Appleseed Festival. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney has this report.
Warren was the first to make her way through the festival, walking briskly from booth to booth.
Thank you. It's good to meet you.
Hi, Elizabeth. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
She paused along the way as people approached to meet her or to take photos.
Wait, you want to do one with everybody?
No, that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. Just this one?
Senator Brown came through about an hour later. He strolled through the booths as people stopped him asking for photos or autographs.
Hi, how are you? Good to see you.
Okay, buddy.
I intend to vote for
you. I hope so. I can't do it alone. Thank you.
Voters engaged Brown and Warren enthusiastically, and those that didn't interact directly with Warren or Brown definitely had their opinions about the candidates. Take Lisa Bobka of Lunenburg. She's an independent, and she said she'll vote for Brown in November.
I woke up. I voted for Martha Coakley last time, and that as soon as I did, I knew I was wrong, and I started educating myself. He's a moderate. He believes in women's rights, and I just think we have a winner on our side.
The story's different for John Novelli of Lemonster. He said he typically votes Democrat and is teeter-tottering toward Warren.
She might understand that. There's people that are very, very hard struggling out there. I think Scott understands, too, but not as much as Elizabeth does.
But there were still several undecided voters here. Joan Millett was one of them. She voted for Brown in 2010, but said she's leaning toward Warren now.
It's not really him in particular. It's just more like the negative stuff that's been coming out in the news. Again, I really haven't made up my mind 100%, so I'm really just kind of keeping an open mind at this point.
Jenna Quigley is another voter who still hasn't made up her mind.
I don't know. I think I'm probably going to wait till the last minute and see. I'm kind of more leaning towards him in some ways, and I don't know. That's an unusual thing for me to vote for a Republican, so I kind of have to wait and see how I feel at the last minute.
Quigley said she usually votes for Democrats, but what's so difficult about the choice this time is that she doesn't feel like the candidates have given her many specifics.
I don't know. I feel like she has a lot to say, but nothing real distinct as far as a plan for how to improve the quality of life for people in Massachusetts.
For all the voters I spoke with, that's the biggest question. Who has the better plan for improving the economy? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.
Listen live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock when Senator Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren debate for the second time. That's tomorrow at 7 on 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org.